All right. I wish I hadn't said Wisconsin there, by the way. Our boss is from Wisconsin. He's not one of those people.
Yeah, our boss is not one of those guys.
I will say this, though.
He's compassionate.
I would like to know. I'd like somebody to answer this question for me. Why in Houston, of all cities, why do they skimp on the line markings or the lane markings?
Someone texted and let us know.
Dangerous, man.
It's awful,
it's
dude.
Dangerous,
people complain,
man,
about Houston drivers, and it's not Houston drivers at all. Like, everybody's like, oh, everybody slows down because it's raining. Like, no, they're slowing down because it's raining, nobody can tell where the lanes are.
They can't see.
Like, it's just, is somebody skimming money off of the top
that's
of
very,
like, the paint
that's
budget
very
or something?
True.
And then I don't understand this.
Then there are some roads where, like, the lanes will, like, merge in a weird way.
In the middle of the, like, instead
you're
of merging
sure
from
go.
Right to left, it's just like, hey, these two middle lanes are going to, but they're now one.
Like, I can't tell you the amount of places I drive routinely in Houston where I have to, like, exactly remember which lane I need to be in to get to my destination. Okay. Bill O'Brien got a 4-year extension. Brian Gain got a 5-year contract. What that means for you is the coach and the GM are in place through 2022.
Well, they have contracts through 2022.
Exactly.
They could get fired 2 years from now.
Yeah, I'm not saying they'll be here in 2022.
Brian T. Smith had a column about that I appreciated because it was kind of a reminder that, like, all right, well, wait a second. It's not as big a vote of confidence as it says on paper.
Yeah, and here's my thought on this overall situation. What a lot of people seem to be writing or opining in the newspaper or other places on TV is, well, why is McNair giving O'Brien an extension like this coming off a 4-12 season? It's a nice sentiment to say, well, McNair should have given O'Brien a 1-year extension or a 2-year extension. That sounds nice on paper. I just don't know if that's the kind of thing that would actually work in real life. Because here's the situation. O'Brien, whether you think this is right or wrong, was going to be a hot commodity on the coaching market. So he knew if the Texans fired him, let's say all the reports from a few weeks ago would have ended up true. Let's say they fired him. He would have gotten a job in this market almost instantly, and he would have gotten a brand new 5-year deal somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the idea of a Band-Aid, like 1-year, 2-year extension, I can't prove this to anybody, but I feel like the O'Brien camp would have been like, yeah, let me pass on that.
Well, this
one
is what was going on. This is what was going on over the negotiation. However, like, whenever those rumors are going on that Bill O'Brien might get traded or fired or whatever, that's all part of the negotiation. So however long the negotiation has been, I would imagine at some point the idea of a shorter contract was floated out there and O'Brien's agent shut that down. O'Brien and Gain, by the way, have the same agent. This is always interesting to me. Yeah, when you know who else has the same agent? Garoppolo and Brady.
Well, that was strange.
But Don Yee, their agent, isn't like a big time NFL agent.
He's
he
not.
Only has a few guys, and it's really strange that it was both those guys.
I think that was a mistake on Garoppolo's part.
But anyway,
we'll see.
I'm not overly the fact that it was a 5 or 4 year extension that it makes it a 5-year deal now. After I'm reevaluating this world in which the Texans just stepped away from Rick Smith, because I have to sit back and kind of my worldview was that the Texans would never part ways with Rick Smith,
and they basically have.
Different circumstances, unique circumstances, but I think a lot of people in Houston would have expected the Texans, if they were going to do things, what's the phrase that people always use? It's so Texans. If they were to do things, it's just so Texans. I think a lot of people expected the Texans to have some kind of like a patchwork GM or an interim GM while they waited for Rick Smith to come back. That it was more likely that they had an interim GM instead of just moving on completely.
There's a headline in the Chronicle. I know McClain doesn't write these headlines. He'll join us tomorrow at 7:30. Headline, Texans Bill O'Brien whistling while he works now.
I saw that.
Yeah. Like, it's just clear if you read the tea leaves, as you're mentioning right now, that there was a big divide between the coach and the GM, and that Bob McNair basically chose the head coach.
Yeah.
And he bet big on the head coach. You know what this would be like? This would be like if I was negotiating a contract with Entercom, our company, and I knew for a fact that there was an equivalent market who was going to be willing to offer me like a significant deal of 3 to 5 years, whatever that might be. And my company now would have said, yeah, you know, we're not quite sure based on your performance. Like, let me just offer a 1-year deal. If I was in that spot, my thought would be, well, this other place is offering me exactly what I want. So either you give me what they're offering me, or I don't think that we have a long-term deal in place here.
So that's what happened. Now, this is what you always have to remember in professional sports. Kevin McHale signed a multi-year deal and was fired 12 games into his that season.
Yes.
That season, like months after he signed that deal. That's an extreme circumstance. I think Bill O'Brien is here for at least two more years likely, but it's frustrating to me because I don't think most of our people that listen to the show think that I stick up for the Texans in an inordinate amount. Like if you think I'm not critical of the Texans, then you're just not listening to the show. But it does bother me that like now people keep saying same old Texans when they've made some really aggressive moves in the last 2 years to get the quarterback. Because they used to say, well, same old Texans, they'll never go after a quarterback. They don't even care if they have a quarterback or not. Well, no, they went and threw a bucket load of money. It's like stupid money at a quarterback who was Brock Osweiler. It was a dumb move, but just because it's a dumb move doesn't mean that it wasn't an aggressive move. And then the next year, they went and they traded a first rounder to move up to get Deshaun Watson. So like, I don't know where that fits in with the whole same old Texans thing. And now the Texans have fired Rick Smith. Same old Texans would have retained Rick Smith. Like that was almost their defining characteristic of the past decade, was that Rick Smith just apparently has a job for life. I'm guilty of this. I'm guilty of saying all of that. So I can't say
I have been at times.
Like so the Texans parting ways with Rick Smith and signing a GM to a long-term deal actually feels like the antithesis of what the Texans would typically do. And that's where I think people are mistaking moves of which they disapprove with moves of complacency. Or something that they think is a stupid move is the same as like, well, they know they're going to sell tickets anyway.
This is what they do.
It just doesn't make any sense. So I would just ask you,
if you find
yourself saying stuff like that, really evaluate what, like when somebody throws a conspiracy theory out you, just sit and think a little bit. Like use a little bit of critical thinking and ask yourself like, wait a second, is this guy actually put any thought into what he's saying?
I know this is an awkward thing to say based on the circumstances, but Seth, you're 100% right. They basically fired Rick Smith. They fired Rick Smith.
The same old Texans, oh, that's so Texans. It would have been to hire an interim GM because you're waiting for Rick Smith to come back.
Trainwreck Tuesday at 7:45, in which we will hear what Marcus Williams said after his awful play to allow the Vikings into the NFC Championship game on Sunday night. What exactly are the Astros getting in Gerrit Cole? A man who has watched him pitch his whole career